Well, here you go. It's another edition of the Kevin and Casey podcast. Always fun.
It is. It's. We have a blast. We really do.
And we've been asking for the longest time. I cannot believe we're actually getting to do this. We got a phone call.
We did.
We have a phone call. And this is what we heard.
Hi, Kevin. This is your favorite fan in the whole wide world.
This is your mom.
Yes, it is. She finally called for you, Kevin.
She did. I was waiting for the longest time.
Apparently, every couple of weeks you talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is manure. I do have a pair of moose-dropping earrings
that a friend of mine got me
when she went up to Alaska. I don't know if Casey remembers them or not, but there are decorative things you can do with animal droppings. Just some food for thought for the day. I might give you a call back later. I'll be listening for you and Casey on your podcast again.
Thank you, Pat.
Love, Pat.
Love, Pat. Like she's writing
that.
A letter.
That's exactly
love,
what
Love, Pat.
She said, I might call you back.
She might, yeah. Actually, no, she's right, though. You ask any three-year-old, there are a lot of creative things you can do with poop.
There is. Okay? I remember those earrings, too. They did. They were little brown, and I think they even had red hearts painted on them.
But they're
with
actually
the hook.
Moose feces.
They were moose poop. Yep, moose poop earrings. I remember when she got them, and I thought they were the coolest things, and then my mom told me they were poop, and there was a little thing that validated it was poop, little paper that came with them, and I'm like,
officially poop.
Yeah.
It's certified and validated.
Yeah, that's right. That's
honest,
right.
Genuine Alaskan poop.
Yeah, I had a picture
poop.
Of the moose that, no, I'm just kidding. No, it really didn't go that far. But, yes, I do remember those, Mom.
This is exiting the moose so you know it's real. Wow. Hey, well, listen, if you want to follow in Pat, thank you, Pat, by the way. I so appreciate that. But let me just tell you, by the way, we had a much longer call from Pat. I mean, it went on for about 4 days, okay? But I really had to edit it down because...
Mom, the podcast is only 12 minutes. Come on now. You just took up the entire podcast.
But if you want to follow in Pat's lead, you can give us a call to Kevin and Casey... Podcast hotline is 856-318-9873. 856-318-9873. You can also email us, kevinandcasey@kevinhilly.com.
Yes.
Love to hear from you. Hey, if Tom Cruise and Justin Bieber got in a fight,
ooh,
who do you think would win?
Oh, man. You know, if it was just... persons, mm-hmm. I would think Tom Cruise, but I could see Justin Bieber getting a little dirty, you know,
really?
Getting like a knife out or something. It depends on how serious it is.
Okay, well, this is a real question, and I'll tell you why. Apparently, I guess at some point, I don't know the whole history behind this, Justin Bieber had been sort of trash-talking about Tom Cruise.
What?
I don't know what the foundation of that mm-hmm. was, but anyway, so now there is talk of them doing a UFC fight.
Oh.
And...
I would watch that.
So would I. In fact, they say it would probably be the biggest UFC event ever.
Oh, I believe it.
They'd
for
each
sure.
probably
God, think
be,
of the money they'd bring in.
But they would
it could
each
be a fundraiser. See?
Exactly. It probably would end up being a charity thing. But they would each be in line to make like $100 million each.
Oh, I believe it though. You know, the reason I picked Tom too is I think he does a lot of his own stunts and everything.
Stunts.
So
he's
got those moves already.
Well, and Tom Cruise, if I'm not mistaken, didn't he, or maybe he still does take the HGH, human growth hormone.
I don't know.
Because the man's 57 years old.
Yeah.
So, but he looks like he's about 30.
He does. Yeah. He's
but Justin
cute.
Bieber, let's not take away from him. He's 25 years old. He's still
he's young.
He's got the benefit
got the
of
energy,
youth and agility. Yeah.
And he's got dance moves, so you can turn that into fight moves, maybe. You know, what are they, like, the dance around the ring?
Dance.
That would be fun. I hope they do that, actually.
I would love to. If you go to, I will tell you that we have a poll right now on our 101.9 The Wave Facebook page and asking that exact question. Now, I don't want to give away who, but
sure.
There is one of these two choices is running away with the vote.
Really? Okay.
Running
I'll have
away
to check
with
that
it.
Out.
And I don't know if it's his fans checking in and just want to vote
be.
For him or
yeah.
whether it's, you know, based on some logic. I don't know. But anyway, if weigh in. The poll is good through, I think, the end of this week. If you're listening, we're recording this on July 9th.
Okay.
So it's good through the end.
How interesting.
I know.
I hope they do roll that out. That'd be fun.
I would love, can you, I mean.
Think about what it would start. You know, because they used to have celebrity boxing. Do you
remember
that?
Tonya Harding against
Paula Jones, wasn't
Paula
it?
Paula Jones, yeah. I think. Bill Clinton's girl.
That's
Paula
right. Jones, I just yeah, remember right. the nose.
Come on, Tanya. Hit her hard.
Love your Bill impersonation. That's thank perfect. Casey. That's
thank
perfect.
You. I got a lot of talents. Ask the ladies.
Oh, my.
Sorry, Hillary. How come you're looking at me like that? But yeah, oh, that would be fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
The celebrity deathmatch they used to
yes,
do.
Yes, that's
on MTV.
Right. I forgot about
it was MTV. That's
clay
what it was.
Figurines, wasn't it? There wasn't even. Oh, that's
but
awesome.
Tom Cruise is 57 years old. Bieber's 25. So I don't know. Oh. We'll see if it happens. But there is.
I think experience will outweigh the youth on that one.
You think?
I hope.
You think there's a
yeah.
big payday though if they
yeah,
do it. So
that's right.
You guys, if you're listening, all right. you might want to consider it. Okay, Casey.
Okay.
What is your nationality? What background do you have?
Oh, I'm a mutt. I'm not kidding.
That's what I want to hear. Good. Okay. Tell me what you got.
I have Blackfoot Indian, Irish. Hold on. Hungarian.
Flatfoot Indian.
Blackfoot.
Blackfoot
Indian.
Flatfoot.
Yeah,
I've never
I do
heard of that tribe.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
Oh, gosh. I know I'm forgetting one more. Oh German.
A,
German.
You got
German,
a
Hungarian,
what are you
Irish.
The most of? Do you have a larger percentage of one than the other?
I think the top two would be the German and Irish, but I don't
okay.
know exactly which one outweighs the other.
All right.
I want to try that testing kit one of these days.
Well, yeah, the me and 23andMe or
something
whatever.
Something like that, yeah, where you do the
okay.
swab and they'll tell you. That,
here,
you know.
Here's the reason I bring this up, because they've apparently done a survey of the sexiest nationalities.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if this is based on, you know, accent.
Okay.
Or
I was going to say accent.
If
does
you know a person of that lineage, you know, like a famous person.
Sure.
And so you see
they're
them,
influenced.
You go, whoa, look at
yeah.
him or her. You know?
Yeah, right.
I don't
okay.
know. But on the list, I have to tell you, I'm rather disappointed. And based on what you said, you should be disappointed too. Irish.
None. Oh, Irish.
Irish is at the bottom of the list. This is 50 nationalities.
That's horrible.
Irish is at the bottom. I'm half Irish.
Oh, God.
And it's at the bottom of the list of sexiest nationalities. Well,
you know,
I don't know how. If you're a lady, you hear this, it doesn't make your legs turn to jelly. You know what I mean? I don't get that. You know, I don't know.
I think the perception, though, of Irish is, you know, the pale skin, red hair,
yeah.
all that. But, you know, my brother
somebody
got that.
Somebody named Duffy. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly it. Oh. No, I love the accent, though. Not yours, necessarily, but
no.
I love the true, genuine Irish
yeah, well,
accent.
I mean, if I hear, like, I know Downton Abbey had a couple of actresses
yeah.
on there who were Irish. But, I mean, they're attractive, too, so
sure.
that
well,
helps.
Yeah, that
I
helps.
Mean, if you have somebody that's like this, like a, who is after me, leprechaun, Lucky Charms. You know, that's
I've never met anyone that sounds like the leprechaun.
But I know. Well, okay, so so number 50 is Irish, right?
Okay.
You mentioned German?
Yes.
That's number 44.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't, yeah.
At the bottom of the list, Croatian, Belgian, Slovenian, our first lady,
what's her name?
I cannot believe I'm drawing a blank on our first lady.
Starts with M.
He's Slovenian, you know.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to kick
yeah.
myself on this one.
Yep.
Anyway, American is number 45. See, they took this. I think they asked people around the world
yeah.
about this, you know. So.
I was going to say, who took this poll and where, what location?
Now, see, I'll tell you, if they were asking me, I would say, ooh, maybe Swedish. Because, you know, oh, you think it's hot, the Swedish. And
yeah.
especially the blonde and the number 39 on the list.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
That's interesting.
All right, let's go toward the top of the list.
Italian. Here.
Italian is number 7.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
Now, part of...
Australian. Ooh, yeah.
Australian is
I
far down the list.
Really?
Here. In fact, I don't even see... Oh, no, excuse me. I stand corrected. Number 5.
Okay.
Australian
okay.
is number 5. Number 4, Melania, by the way. Melania.
Melania. There we go. That's right.
First Lady
I
Melania.
I was thinking Mulan, and I'm like, I'm not saying that out
I
loud.
I so apologize. I think you're wonderful, and I love you. I so apologize.
Oh, I mean, you just cut that part out
yeah,
of the podcast.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. If you're hearing that part right now, it means I was lazy in editing, okay? That's what that means. Number 4, Brazilian.
Okay. I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is also a shaving technique, right?
Isn't it is.
I think, I'm just saying. Number 3, I'm surprised to see this, Filipino.
Really? Okay.
Sexiest nationalities.
Hmm.
Number two, Danish.
See, I would never have guessed Danish.
See, that goes with the Swedish as far as
yeah.
I'm concerned.
Yeah, it does.
Scandinavian blondes. Yeah. Anyway.
I really want to know what the judging criteria was based on.
I really don't know. Who was number one?
I'm scratching
my head. What would you... Okay, well, you already gave some guesses that you think would be number one. Uh-huh. So when you hear this, you're going to be like, what?
Okay, I'm ready.
Ukrainian.
What? Yeah, what?
See? Ukrainian! What is
I
up with that?
I would never have guessed.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know why, but Ukrainian came up at the
top. You know,
my husband
works with a Ukrainian, and he comes home telling the funniest jokes because it's all about
translation.
Oh,
the Ukraine. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. I don't know. But I do have to say one thing about this. Okay, number eight is Armenian. And I'm half Armenian.
Okay.
I'm Irish and Armenian.
Look at that then. That just stepped you up a little bit further.
My dad's side of the family is Irish. My mom's side is Armenian, right? And people are like, Irish and Armenian, what did your parents meet off the boat or something? what a weird combination. Yeah. Okay.
That is.
But here's the thing. Armenian was number eight, which is pretty high on a list of 50. But I'm happy to see that. Although I have to say, I'm going to resent it if it's at all because of the Kardashians. Because
it probably
I'm sorry.
Honestly.
I don't want anything to do with the Kardashians. But anyway, so
that's cool. So who was number two? I'm just curious.
Danish.
Oh, we already covered that.
Danish.
That's right. Danish.
Number nine was English. The Brits.
See, I figured they would have been further up on the list. Like
10 Canadian.
Really?
I hate to say this because I know.
So 10 was Canada and US was what? 40 what?
We were like 40 45th.
Wow.
Yeah. See, here's the thing, and please don't consider this an insult, because I know a number of Canadians, and I like them. They're very nice people.
Oh, sure.
I just don't have any kind of passion about the Canadians.
Oh.
It's sort of like...
Except their health care. Don't get me started on that one.
Well, that's a topic
that's
for
a
whole another day, my friend.
But that is interesting,
though. I feel the
though.
Same way about Canadians as I do, like, my coffee cup, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like...
There's nothing unique.
When you get past hockey, I'm sorry. See, now I'm going to hear
maple syrup.
I'm going to hear from the Canadians. I think of New England for that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to hear from the Canadians. I'm not insulting you, all right?
No.
Back to Justin Bieber, though. You know? I'm just saying.
That's interesting. So I'm curious on the what they ranked everything on.
I'd like to know some of the criteria. Maybe we can find that for next time. But anyway,
it doesn't bother me that
this
much.
Might be the first podcast where I get in trouble. I don't know.
Could be.
We'll see.
You or me.
Angry mob of Canadians. I know, that's true. That's true. Well, there you go. That is this edition of the Kevin and Casey podcast. And again, you can do what Casey's mom, Pat, did.
Thanks,
call
mom.
Us. Yeah. Hey, maybe you're an angry Canadian, you know? You know? Come on. I don't know. If you can dial a U.S. number, it's 856-318-9873. You can tell us about that fabulous Canadian health care.
Or call us with your best Ukrainian impersonation. See? Or
Irish.
Or Irish. Yeah, somebody please.
You can do Irish.
Please
if you want.
Show Kevin what an Irish accent truly is.
Or.
I really want a bowl of Lucky Charms right now.
Always after me, Lucky Charms. Or you can email us, Kevin and Casey. That's letter K, letter C. Kevin and Casey@kevinhilly.com.
All right.
That's another edition of the Kevin and Casey podcast.